Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that there have always been some sectarian groups which claimed sinless perfection? According to one theory of perfectionism, when a Christian has received the second working of grace, that is, the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit, he can no longer sin. This unscriptural position makes one wonder if the so-called perfectionists have ever read these words from the Apostle John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, 8-10. If it is true that all have sinned and continue to come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, why do various Bible writers speak of Christians as being perfect or of needing to be perfect? Words like perfect, perfection, and perfectness are used approximately 50 times in the New Testament. The Philippian letter uses the word perfect 2 times, one time as a noun and one time as a verb. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may lay hold of that for which also I am laid hold of by Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Philippians 3:12-15. Paul carefully laid out some of the goals he had hoped to achieve in his life of service to God. He gave undivided attention to forgetting the things of the past and reaching to the things which were before him. He added, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Paul encouraged the Philippians and all his readers to pursue the right goals with great vigor. Let us therefore, he said, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. The word perfect in this verse is from the Greek teleos, meaning reaching the end, finished, complete. One form of the word is translated of full age in the book of Hebrews. For everyone who uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. Another form of the word is used in the Hebrew writer's exhortation to the early Christians. Therefore, leaving the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Hebrews 6:1. We cannot achieve sinless perfection in this life, but we can grow toward maturity. In fact, that is one of the major thrusts of all New Testament epistles. And maintaining that Christians cannot be without flaw, which is absolutely true, must not be used as an excuse for not doing our best. We must have as our life's goal pleasing the Lord in all we do. Then we must work and pray toward that goal. Paul said, as many as be mature or full grown be thus minded. That is, we must press toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If we think we have achieved perfection, God will reveal to us in the final judgment just how mistaken we were. How surprised some will be in the judgment when they learn how they have sinned throughout life and fallen short of what God had in mind for them. Let us not be discouraged when we sin and fall short of the goal, but let us keep on pressing toward that goal. May our God give us the strength to overcome the evils of this world, and in the end to experience the home which Jesus Christ has gone to prepare for us. Thank you, and may God bless you.